I don't want you talking to any of my housemates from now on.
It's important I talk to them because I need to find out what's happening. Because I get your side of the story and then I find out the truth from
them.
Why
do you need two sides of the story when
I'm
telling you?
Well, because one is wrong because you just tell me your version.
So you're saying I'm wrong?
Yeah.
About what's happened to me?
Yeah, you're wrong. And so I have to speak to your housemates and find out stuff.
When have I ever
heard all sorts of things. I heard that you got really annoyed with your housemate, Jay, because she didn't know you had a red car.
I don't even remember this. And why would you accept that side of the story and not mine?
Excuse me, why are your shoes just all over my sofa?
Because the cat is going to jump on my crotch again.
Deal with it.
No, I'm not going to deal with it. I don't know why she likes doing it.
She knows what she likes. So yeah, I'm just hearing all sorts about you. I think you're in quite a bad place.
What?
I think you are. I've been hearing lots of information.
Well, they're not going to tell you nice things, are they?
Why wouldn't they say nice things?
Well, Bobby's not going to say nice things about you, is he? He's going to be like, oh, she's a nightmare.
No, he would never say that. No, that doesn't sound like Bobby at all, actually. No, I can't imagine him saying that.
And you're not going to be like, oh, Bobby's been an absolute delight, are you?
Every day. I only have the best thing to say about Bobby.
Why are you lying?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Why is Harriet lying?
No, we've got to get to the bottom of this leg situation.
What? It's going to be another couple of weeks before it's fully healed.
How has it taken this long?
Well, it's quite a large patch of skin that needs to heal.
How did this happen to yourself? That you didn't fall. Nothing happened.
I cut myself.
But doing what?
I maybe just scratched and it just cut.
You scratched your skin and it's now been infected for over a month.
No, it's not infected anymore. The infection went ages ago, but now it's just healing.
Oh, so now you just use it as an excuse because on Tuesday night when we were at a party, you said, oh, I have to go sit upstairs because I need to put my leg up.
Yeah, I have
busted.
To keep it.
I got you. You could have done that downstairs. You just wanted to leave.
I couldn't have raised my leg downstairs. I'd have to take up a whole sofa.
Don't try and cover.
I'm not covering. What are you talking
You're
about?
You're using it as an excuse.
To what? Leave the party?
If it's cured, then why do you said, oh,
me,
sorry, my leg's a bit weepy. I need to go upstairs.
If I wanted to leave the party, I'd have left before that.
Why did you say your leg was weepy then if it's healed?
It was weepy.
It's still infected. How is something
not
weeping
infected.
Not grossly infected?
Stop saying weeping.
Disgustingly infected if it's weeping.
It's not infected. It's healing. There's no infection in it anymore.
Then why is it crying?
Because there's
why is Neil's leg crying?
Because there's like lots of layers of skin.
Bobby like that. Bobby, are you why is Neil's leg crying?
Because there's lots of layers of skin it needs to rebuild.
Yeah.
And the weeping is the sebaceous fluid.
I told Sneeny about it and she's really upset.
Can you stop telling people about it? Well, I'm actually telling everyone on this podcast.
She just said, "What? Can you just tell him to deal with it? Like, why hasn't he dealt with it by now?"
Oh, what? Just tell me to heal my own leg?
Yeah. Like, look after yourself.
It's not my fault she's upset. She's made a choice to be upset about it and you chose to tell her.
She's trying to enjoy her birthday.
You chose to tell her.
She said, "How's Sneeny?" And I said,
"It's your fault you chose to tell her about my leg."
Infected.
You're infected.
Look, we're both
you're infected and you're not healing
right
in any way.
We're talking about you right now. I'm projecting.
I'm better. I'll be all right
you.
In a couple of weeks. You'll
then
still
why
be
are you
infected.
Lying with your legs up?
Because I should keep it elevated.
It's not that elevated, actually,
is
it? Really?
Over, it's above my head.
Actually, you're actually lying almost, almost flat. You
That's
just,
better than
you
standing
just,
on
no,
it.
No, you just wanted to lie down. you're using this leg. You are literally lying flat. You just wanted to lie down.
Well,
stop
can I do?
Saying that it's about
what
your leg.
What am I supposed to do? I can't keep it more elevated than this.
There's so many things you could have put it on. You could have put it, like, I would have held it up for you if
okay,
you needed.
Okay, can you hold it up, please,
yeah.
throughout this podcast?
Yeah,
go
fine.
On, then. You couldn't
you
lift that
move,
leg.
I'm not moving it
You're
around.
Not strong enough to lift my leg.
I am strong enough.
You are absolutely not.
Look at all the weights I've got here.
Three kilograms.
Four and five.
3, 4, and 5 kilograms. Yep. That's not much.
How much your wet leg? Which does your
How
wet
much
leg?
Is my wet leg? I don't know, like 5, 10 kilos?
5, 10 kilos. Yeah, fine. That's what I
well,
usually do.
Well, hold it out for 45
That's
minutes.
That's what I usually do. Five. No, I just
exactly.
lift them up and down.
You don't have the stamina. Tell me about your infection then.
Look, I'm infected too, but we're dealing
yeah, exactly.
with your infection.
You're antibiotic resistant. Because you're so infected.
Yeah, no, I'm going to get those things you can get, like the probiotics that, do you know what I mean? Like
yogurt?
No, not like an Actimel. Like the things that you like take every day that
oh,
like
the pill.
You keep in the fridge.
The pill
not
antibiotics.
The, no, not the pill.
Oh,
like
right.
pills for, what pill do you mean?
That you can get probiotics in a pill.
Oh, yeah, that. Sorry, I thought you meant like the pill.
No, why would you do that? Why would you
unrelated.
Need that for your, yeah.
Yeah, so...
What's
so,
that got to do with your infection, though?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I've just been feeling...
Why can't you just heal yourself?
Now. I'm trying. I just cooked. I had a cooked salad for lunch, not breakfast, because you know I can't have raw salads.
What, so you heated cooked, up lettuce?
Basically, yeah, just like a cooked kind of. Limp.
What was this, a token effort at?
To try and be healthy and try and help heal myself. I had a cough for a whole week.
Why don't you just roast some vegetables? It's much more.
That's what
tasty.
I did. Yeah.
But you roasted Why salad
fry
instead.
It? I don't know how to. I can't turn the oven on.
What did you fry? What did you fry, please?
I had a pepper, a mushroom, and spinach.
Ah, mushroom. Ah, spinach. You had ah, spinach,
yeah.
Ah, pepper.
Yeah, that's healthy. I'm trying to. I've got to do something. I'm falling
One
apart
leaf of
here.
Spinach isn't going to do anything.
It's more than one leaf of spinach.
Have you tried vitamin D spray?
No.
I do that under the tongue every day.
Every day?
Mm.
Yeah, but I mean, you're not the most energetic person I've ever met.
What's that got to do with vitamin D?
Isn't that meant to give you energy?
It's for your immune system, and because we
oh,
don't get
that,
enough
that's
sunlight.
That's what I need.
Yeah.
So it's been... Stop staring at her.
I'm not... Sorry.
It's been hard, because I've just been sick, and so I feel like I've just been... No, I have a cough.
Sorry,
don't
no,
do
I
that. I have
I
a cough.
I didn't do it deliberately. I genuinely have got a cough.
How long have you had a cough for?
Since, like, December.
No, you haven't.
Well, you can't
I've never
just
heard
tell
you cough
me.
Before.
It mainly occurs at night, but it's getting better now.
Yeah, but you smoke, so you don't get any
you smoke?
Sympathy. No, I don't.
Okay, but you miss it?
Yes, every day, but that's that is unrelated.
Sorry, what else do you want to have a go at me for?
Well, the leg was the big thing. You've got to get a grip. Pull yourself together.
How do you get a grip?
No, seriously though, like
how is this affecting you?
It's affecting me a lot because a lot of like I'm like having to spend a lot of energy on it, like talk about it a lot. Like I don't want to imagine your disgusting leg.
Well, I can
time.
Show you it.
I don't know, please.
Exactly. Phil Ellis cried when he saw it.
Did he?
No, his nose started streaming.
What as a reaction to the leg?
Yeah, I don't know why. It doesn't
what a
smell.
Strange. What a strange reaction.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe he's allergic to it.
I hope so. Can you be allergic to leg?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know what's coming out of there. That's the problem.
Nothing. It's fine. Just leave me alone.
You've got to get a grip.
I'm
Are you still
doing
on
all right, thank you. What? No, they stopped ages ago because the infection's gone.
You are talking two different stories. You're confused. I think the leg has gone to your head. Oh, it's affecting it's affecting your brain.
This is absolutely infuriating. Well, my flatmate's got an infected finger now.
Evelyn.
Infection gang.
What? How did she get an infected finger?
She burnt it.
Oh, when she was trying to cook for everybody.
Yeah, I was cooking for everybody as well.
You did very
and
little.
And three other people.
You
fried,
did very little.
Me and Bobby fried 60 chicken wings.
Yeah, but you did it. The way you did it was you set a timer for 30 minutes.
Not
and
30
you go
minutes.
Have cigarettes in the garden. And then
it was 1 minute at
really
a time.
Really unhygienically, we'd just go and flip a chicken
That's
over.
That's absolutely not true.
It's
1 minute.
What you did.
It was double fried, goes in for 1 minute, and then has to go in again for 10 minutes. And we had to do loads of goes at it because the basket wasn't
You handled it. It was spitting everywhere. Anyone that went near would be like, oh, God, I'm being burned in the face.
Me,
They'd have to
move
away.
Our one wasn't spitting. It was Evelyn's one that was spitting. That's why she burnt herself. No, it was a proper deep fat fry. I can't believe this is the podcast. I cannot believe this is it.
Well, we've got to get this. We've got to deal with this problem.
It's essentially, you're covering up for the fact you've got nothing to talk about by just having a go at me for everything.
I've got lots to talk about, actually. I lead a very interesting life.
What have you
I'm
been
trying
doing?
To bring get you together because, frankly, you're a mess. This is
I've been up to quite a lot since the last podcast, actually.
What?
Been doing a lot of filming.
What have you been filming?
A couple of sketches.
Really?
For Chris Betts.
Really?
Yeah.
They wanted you. Did you move for it or did you have to lie
Let's
down?
Talk, should we talk about you now? Cause you...
Oh, now you're deflecting
Yeah, because
again.
You're
yeah.
deflecting by just...
So yeah, I went to your house for Chinese
We've
New Year.
We've just talked about that.
I was giving the context to
And
it.
You brought presents, but you used the presents as a way to divide and conquer our house.
No, I used the presents to give Evelyn a gift and a thank you. And then I had to get you a present as well. Otherwise, I knew you'd eat her present.
Absolutely. Do you know what's happened? Do you want
to
know what's happened
to
that present?
Save her? What?
Chris has
children?
Eaten it.
Oh, next time we're going to have to bring three.
You brought her cereal, but what you don't know is that she can't eat chocolate because it's got lactose in it. She did have a bit, though, and Chris ate the rest.
And then was she sick?
Well, probably, but it's your fault. Unintended consequences, isn't it?
She didn't tell me.
But thank you for mine.
Well, you're not welcome.
Why not?
Because I'm annoyed. I'm just annoyed.
Well, you know, you should be annoyed at yourself, not me.
Why? Why would I be annoyed with myself?
I mean, it's pretty obvious she's lactose intolerant.
How is that obvious?
She's always talking about it.
Do you think I'm too caught up in my own allergies? I don't listen to anyone else's.
Yeah, I'd like to say yes.
I'm allergy selfish. I only listen
to
my own allergies.
No empathy for others'
No empathy
allergies.
For anyone else.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a monster.
Yeah. and go back to your cooked salads.
But it was so sad because she got an infected. She cooked for how many people did she cook for?
All right, it's not infected, but it is got a load of like mesh on it.
On her finger?
On her thumb.
Did you say she had to wear gloves?
Yeah, she has to wear gloves when she's eating or washing up.
That's a sad life, isn't
it? It's so bleak. I've got some photos of it, but I'm not allowed to show anyone.
You did show me.
Did I?
Yeah, you showed me on Saturday.
You snitch. I told you not to tell anyone. Fine, okay.
It's such a sad image of just her, like, it's like she can't have contact with the outside world. Like, I used to have gloves.
Oh,
like
the bubble boy.
Like, she's like the bubble boy.
She's allowed to move out of the house.
Yes, it's just her hands. It's just her hands. Yeah. I can relate, though, because when I was little, I had eczema, and so I'd have to wear mittens when I slept.
Oh, really? Oh, to stop you scratching them.
To stop me from scratching, yeah.
Like when they put a collar around a dog.
yeah just like that,
yeah, to stop it from,
yeah, just like
eating its scabs,
yeah, just like that.
Oh, hello, she's moved around. why is she so perky today?
Because the window's open, she wants to go outside.
Why doesn't she then?
Because it's not open enough purposefully, so she can't get outside.
It's bleak existence, isn't it?
Yeah. But no, it's so sad because Evelyn cooked for so many people. She did such a good job. And then she suffered trying to bring joy to the world.
Yeah, I know.
Sad. What did you do trying to bring joy to the world when you hurt your leg?
What?
Well, she got hers from doing something altruistic and good. I just wondered what you did to get your leg wound.
People get infected. It's not...
It's unrelated.
It's not, what do you mean? I don't know what I was doing when it got infected.
You don't know.
It takes time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What have you done? What joy were you bringing to the world when you got a UTI? Don't answer that.
Oh, dear. No, let's not answer that. So I was going to tell you about this because, this is so embarrassing, but I got sent. So I went to go back to the, I think I talked about it last week about the UTI thing, and I had to go to the doctors.
Quite a lot, yeah.
So I had to go to the doctors for the second time, for the third time this year. I had to pee in a cup, and then I had to take the cup. Not a cup, like not like a mug, yeah. Like a do you know what I mean?
Those little teacup, yeah,
teacup. They're little bottles,
yeah, I know,
clear bottles,
yeah.
But then I peed in it, and then they were like, I went to give it back to them, and they were like, oh no, you have to bring it to the doctors with you. So then I had to go and sit and wait for the doctor
with a can of piss
in my hand.
Oh dear!
And I didn't know what to do with it. And they are always running over there.
So half an hour
just sat holding your warm piss.
What, in the waiting room?
In the waiting rooms, everybody is. You're just like,
can you not? What, they just left you with it?
Just left me with it. Just sat there holding it. And then I was like, this is so humiliating. They were like, bring it into the GP when you go in there, so just hold it. So I just had to sit there and hold it. It was like a weird colour again. Like, it's just like, I just feel embarrassed by my pee. It's just not like clear and like...
Was it orange?
That's what you want. Like, it wasn't orange. It was just like yellower than you'd want. You want it to be like clear and like water.
Can I suggest you buy a SodaStream machine?
You said you'd get me one, actually.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
When did I say I'd get you a SodaStream?
I said, will you get me a SodaStream? And you said, yes.
When's your birthday? July or something?
June.
Yeah, quite a long time to wait.
What about Easter?
There's no such thing as Easter presents.
I don't want an Easter egg, so a soda stream will be fine.
Okay.
So then I had to go and take the piss in. And then she was like, okay, we'll get you an appointment at the bladder clinic. And they have sent me the most upsetting...
Where's the bladder clinic?
Guys in St. Thomas's Hospital.
Ooh.
And they've sent me the most upsetting letter ever. So I have to complete a fluid chart. So for 3 days, I have to keep track of the drinks that I have.
Oh, no.
And how much I pee.
You drink so much, though.
I know. And it suggests that you buy a jug.
And then pee you into pee, it.
Pee in the jug to measure how much pee you peed.
What are they trying to measure?
And Bobby was like, we should definitely get a different jug than we use
smoothies
and stuff.
Go buy a jug. Where's the jug? Is there a jug of piss in this house now?
Don't look behind the sofa.
Why are you pissing behind the sofa?
So I have to...
Can I look at it?
Yeah, you can look at it. But then it gets even worse. So I read that and I was like, that's terrible. And I got sent this letter, which I don't understand how it's related.
What does that say? Let's have a look. This is another... That's stool formation. So do they need to know that as well?
It's how many different pictures of different stools?
Have you never heard of the Bristol stool form skater?
I never have, no.
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it? But it's a tool they use.
It goes. Oh, from that is kind
just
of...
terribly photocopied as well. So it's not. It's like the actual diagrams of the stools are a bit fuzzy.
But so it goes from like kind of like a liquid to like little rabbit droppings, little to rabbit like a droppings full, to oh, and then it gets turd.
All the way down to the bottom where it's just mainly water.
Yes, and it says I have to tick next to it every day about which one it is.
What's the difference between type 3 and type 4? They're both like sausage rolls.
Type 3 and 4 is thinner. 4 is longer and
thinner. Oh, right. Oh, I see. They're basically getting thinner all the way through, aren't they?
Yes, they're getting less solid.
So rabbit droppings are basically just very dense little rabbit droppings.
Is that the best one?
Well, I don't know if there's anything good or bad about them. I imagine 7 is dreadful. Because that's like vomit, isn't
it? I can't keep a record of this. I can't.
Are you supposed to?
Yes, this is what I'm saying. I have to fill it in and I have to for 3 days. Well, and bring it in with them.
There you go.
Can you look at this, Elliot? I can't keep a record of this.
Well, you have to.
I can't. What if I die in the middle of this and then they see my last 2 days worth of stools? Imagine if they know that, like I'm dead already and then they have to. Oh, I can't.
Why not?
I'll have to. And like, what if I lose it? Like, you know what it feels like when you leave a notebook at a gig?
Everyone.
Imagine if you leave a stool sample record at a gig.
Everyone pisses and shits.
But you don't want to know. You don't want to know what everyone's getting.
No, but you know it's happening, so it doesn't really matter.
What if I leave that somewhere and someone sees it?
It'd be hilarious.
And then they put it on the internet.
Why would they put it on the internet?
In the Daily Mail. What? They say, look at this girl's stool sample. Hers is weird.
You think it'll be hers in the is so much weirder about it than everyone the Daily else's. Mail?
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. I think if you get more famous...
Just mass humiliation. Because everyone will be like, oh, can't believe your stools are like this.
I'm going to take it and send it into TMZ.
Don't sell it.
As if they want to buy it. Could you want Harriet Kemsley's stool sample report? No, thanks. No one wants it, Harriet. It's fine.
Welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying? Thank you for listening.
I think that wraps up the episode, really, doesn't it?
Type 3 is the best one, isn't it?
Type 3.
Type 3 poo.
I don't know.
Yes, type 2 is quite
long
bumpy.
And solid.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Why so long?
Why so long? It's very long. Very long and thin.
Why does it have to be so long?
I don't know which one's the best. It's like when you do like quizzes and it says like A, B, C or D or E. When I do a quiz, like to work out something, I often find the answer that's the right answer to the question, you know, like a personality exactly. quiz. And then I go with that. But I don't know which one is right here.
Like a BuzzFeed one.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You have too much of type 3,
yeah.
You're Snow White or something.
Exactly, yeah. If I want to be Snow White, then I answer the ones that I know will give me Snow White. Whereas here, I don't know which ones to answer that will
mean
that they'll
say. Well, there's
no right
or wrong answer. They're just trying to find out what's wrong with you.
But how can I look someone in the eye and like respect myself once they've seen my stools? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. There's a lot going on. How can I look myself in the eye and respect?
No, not myself. Somebody else. Like when they've looked at this.
How do you think? You think they'll lose respect for you?
Yeah.
I mean, doctors have seen it all, though, haven't they?
So upsetting.
I mean, doctors and doctors' receptionists—they're not like they're there to fix you.
2019.
Be like, oh, she's a girl
terrible.
That never shits.
That's what I want. That's what I want. Sorry.
Nobody
nothing.
Thinks that.
What?
Everyone knows you shit.
Well, I don't know actually.
Well, you just said you don't want to do the stool sample report because
you're... Yeah, because I have nothing to say.
Nothing.
I just have nothing.
Nothing
to
coming
put.
Out.
Nothing coming out.
You just
out.
Exhale it.
Oh, it's so upsetting.
We've also broadcast to everyone listening to this podcast that you shit now, so.
No, I don't. I haven't ticked any. I purposely didn't tick this so that you wouldn't see any
yeah, fair
ticks.
Enough. So you've got a jug of piss.
You have to put your name
though.
On it and your NHS number.
Well,
so if
obviously
finds you,
do. You,
they're not going to know who you are.
Yeah.
I'm going to put Sunil Patel at the top.
Why? That's
and
not going to help
find
you at
it,
all, though.
They're going to think it's yours.
We've got little ladies' poos. Rabbit droppings.
Oh, God.
When do you have to do it by?
Next week. I've got 3 days. I can't. I'm so nervous about it. If it gets into the wrong hands,
what will happen? You worried about blackmail?
I'm really worried someone's going to use it against me. Or someone's going to find it at a gig. It's going to go all around the comedy circuit and everyone's going to be like, have you seen Harriet shits?
No, they're not going to. Why would anyone want to talk about your shits?
It's an embarrassing thing. I can't understand how you're not embarrassed by this. The thought of
I
losing
I think
it would
be embarrassing if there was a film of you shitting, but that's not a thing, is it? And no one would want to watch that anyway.
I do worry about that a lot, actually. When I'm on the toilet, I often think,
some people
bet there's a camera in here,
that,
bet there
actually.
Is.
Yeah. But then people do that to women's toilets.
I know. So how do you ever know?
Well, you just
you can't
scan
trust
it.
Anything.
Just scan it.
Scan the area.
Just have a look around.
They can make cameras very tiny now.
What I
And they can make it look like things like pens.
Well, only shit at home then.
Yeah, it's the only option. What if Bobby puts a camera in the toilet.
You're never safe.
Never safe. I can't relax. I can't relax anywhere.
Well, okay, well, that was unnecessary, wasn't it? You have to fill it in.
I don't know if I can. But what about invisible ink? And then I could write it in invisible ink, then I could go in, and then I could get her. I could say, to clear this up, you need to pour wine on it and then rub it.
No, they need to use the other end of the invisible ink pen and rub
it.
Oh,
yeah, so I'll get an invisible ink pen. Where do you get them from?
Toy shops, magic shops.
Okay, great. Okay.
Remember, I think they had them at school.
Yeah.
I was going to say something very important.
Wax. You can write with wax. Sorry, I'm just thinking of options. You've got something important.
But there's
going to
be a permanent record of this in your NHS.
Oh my
records.
God, they're going to put that on my thing. What if the NHS gets hacked?
Harriet, what do you
this
think?
This is going to be the first thing that's leaked.
What do you think you are? The samples. Only woman in the world that doesn't shit.
It's just too much. It's too humiliating for people to know. For it to be like there.
Is that the most humiliating thing for you?
And what if I just have a bad few days? What if I have a 3 days of sevens? What if that happens?
3 days
and
of
then
sevens.
And then they judge me on that for the rest of my life.
Well, they're not judging
my three
you,
days
they?
Of sevens. Just because I was nervous probably about filling it in.
But they're not going to I'm saying, like, doctors don't judge you. They're there to fix
of
you. They see
they
so
do.
Much. Okay, they probably do a bit. Actually,
they'll
my
text
friend's
their
a
friends.
Doctor. Yeah, my friend's a doctor. He texts me notes.
What? My stool samples are going to be all over WhatsApp, all over the country.
I've got WhatsApps. No, but you don't see the person. You just see what's happened to people. But that's a part of medical study, isn't it? You see what's happened to people so you can deal with it in future.
Maybe it'll say, this person is a comedian. Guess which one from the stool sample.
Harriet Kemsley. Well, it's mainly the stuff he sends isn't like yours is pretty dull. Like, what's so interesting about stool sample? He sends me stuff where people put lemons up their asses and stuff.
Really? That would be very acidic.
Well, it's whole. It's not okay. Cut open, so... The skin's quite tough. Light bulb?
A light bulb? That's so dangerous.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Did it turn on?
How?
I just wondered if it was plugged in with it. Because that's the only way I can see it would be kind of worth it. Because it's kind of funny if you're a lamp shade.
If you're a lamp
you become
shade.
A human lampshade.
But you wouldn't be able to see the light, would you?
Yeah, it comes. You'd have the light coming out.
Oh, you mean popping?
But then the
dear, oh dear.
But then the cord. Where would the cord go?
What would be more embarrassing for you, to be known as the woman who shits or the woman who has a light bulb coming out?
I actually quite like that. It's
oh, the
kind
light
of
bulb,
funny.
Okay. All right, fine.
So
please do fill in your stool sample reports. And keep your piss in a jar. What a life.
2019 has been...
And you're
having
a go at me.
Yeah, and so, but I also learned something. I learned that you can stop your thoughts, that you shouldn't just accept every thought that comes into your brain.
Who told you that?
My therapist.
I mean, it just feels like...
You should, like, vet them.
Yeah.
So, like, border control or something and be like, wait there a second.
Well, yeah, you should interrogate your thoughts, yeah.
Interrogate them. Don't just accept it.
Well, I just thought that was pretty... You do that anyway, then, don't you?
No.
Whenever you go into a situation where you're scared...
I'm so scared.
Yeah, but then
scared.
You do it
something
anyway,
bad's
right?
Gonna
because you either you've ignored
yeah,
them
while
or
my thoughts
or,
are screaming in my head.
Yeah, but you know that overall they're wrong. So you
no,
kind
I
of
don't.
Already do
I
that.
I believe them. I just do it anyway. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
this is going to end terribly. I guess I'll just do it.
Why'd you do it anyway?
Because I just do.
No, but why?
Well, because I have to do it. Because it's worse to let someone down.
Exactly. Yeah, because you know the payoff is better than letting yourself be consumed by the thoughts
no,
that
no,
stop
no,
you.
No, 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 no. Because I think this is going to go really shit. This is going to be really shit.
You're talking about gigs?
No. but like or like they hate me or like whatever.
Oh right.
But then I can just say, hold on a second. Is this a valid thought?
Yeah.
Do you want to accept this thought?
Yeah. I mean I think I'm sure like
have you ever done that?
Unconsciously you do that yourself anyway sometimes.
Have you ever done that?
What?
Stopped a thought and said, actually that might not be true.
Yeah, of course. But that yeah,
Elliot,
you
do
I don't
you
do it
that?
100% of the time.
Do you question your thoughts?
Always. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm the other side. I think I question every
much.
Single one.
You question
is, and then I just never
thought.
Say anything.
No,
yeah.
But that's what I'm trying to do, but I forget every time I think I've got to question my thoughts and I sit there for 20 minutes And then I just spend 20 minutes worrying and I'm like, God damn it, I didn't question anything.
You just sit there thinking.
I just sit there thinking and then I get more and more worried and then I'm like, oh God, what am I meant to be doing? Damn it, I was meant to question them.
Is it like if you think something negative about yourself, you should question it and then say like, oh no, that's not true? Or yeah. Is it like if someone asks you, do you want to climb this ladder? And you're like, well, the immediate answer was yes, so I have to do it now. Or is it like, what's the... Is it like a risk thing? Or is it an opinion thing?
Like, opinions
about yourself.
You are bad. Everyone hates you.
Oh, that.
Oh, yeah. A selfish thing again, Sunil. Okay, yeah, just me being really selfish.
No, I'm not saying selfish.
Most of your thoughts about yourself anyway, most people's are. It'd be weird
Mine
if it
less.
Wasn't.
Everyone else's.
Why, it's not a competition. You mean self-destructive thoughts, you mean? Not self-destructive,
yeah,
but things.
I can just, everything's going wrong, everything's going to end. You can stop and
you
go.
You do think that a lot.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the facts about this?
Yeah.
And then think, well, what's a fact?
What is a fact? gone, already gone.
We got a bit philosophical there. What is, why do you think everything is going wrong? Because you're really busy. Wait a second. Hold up. Are you actually busy?
Why are you doing it in that voice?
No, you're just panicked. And so you're running around, not doing anything. You've actually got loads of time.
You're literally just standing there.
No, you're just panicked. What is that voice? Is that your inner voice?
I'm in character. No, I'm in character as a border person.
Or
a bouncer that's like...
So you're personifying
give
these...
Give me proof. Like, are we letting you in?
Is this a valid thought?
Yeah, but I haven't managed to make it work yet.
Is that an actual technique? Are you told to kind of give
it's one
that
way.
Line a personality?
Yeah, and then another friend said that his what he does is he sees himself and then he zooms out really, really far. So like he's like in space and he looks down and he thinks, is this a big problem? Is it going to be a big problem in the future? And he thinks, no. And then I'd look at that and I'd think, oh, look at Spain. They've got lots of lights on.
Look at Spain.
So yeah, that was a big thing, a big learning curve. I haven't put it into practice yet. But
all those self-help books you've read, none of them mention that.
No, they did, but I just don't take it in. I just read them and then I just feel better for 2 days. I know I need to read the 50th Law. I could read a bit of it out. Should I do
that? Why not read an excerpt from the 50th Law by 50 Cent?
This was your birthday present.
No, it was your Christmas
My
present.
My Christmas present, sorry, that wasn't true. Okay, here we go. Oh. By nature, we are emotional creatures. Boom.
Yeah.
Why aren't you then? You're not real.
Because you don't have to be driven by your emotions.
It is how we primarily react. It is how we
by the audiobook
primarily react to events. Only afterwards are we able to see that such emotional responses can be destructive and need to be reined in. You cannot repress this part of human nature, nor should you ever try. You are wrong. 50 Cent disagrees with you.
I didn't say you repress them.
Then what do you do?
Well, you understand them for what they are.
It is like a flood that will overwhelm you all the more for your attempts to dam it up. Oh my God, this book is great.
Keep going.
What you want is for these endless emotions that assail you during the day to wash over you.
There you go.
To never hold on to one single emotion for very long. You are able to let go of any kind of obsessive feeling. If someone says something that bothers you, you find a way to move quickly past the feeling, either to excuse what they said or just make it less important or to forget.
See? It's not about repressing it.
Working with people on any level can be a disorderly affair. Tell me about it, 50 Cent.
Have you tried reading audiobooks?
No, I haven't actually.
Do you think people might hire you?
Maybe.
I think so.
Maybe I could do a series of self-help books and then I could question everything or go, oh, I didn't know that.
No, don't say that in the audiobook because people want to just hear the audiobook.
Right, they don't want my
reaction. Don't be like, oh, I didn't. Oh my God, did you know that? There's no one else there with you, just talking to yourself.
The natural tendency for a leader is to try to tamp down these differences and get everyone on the same page. This seems like the strong thing to do, but in fact it stems from that infantile fear of the unpredictable. That's you.
Why? Infantile Why is that fear. Me?
Because you try and be a leader and you're not.
It's only because I don't know. It's you and Evelyn trying to get you through the public transport system of this city is a nightmare.
What? Why?
Because neither of you take any responsibility.
It's just nice when
you're just wandering around just like, oh, where are we? It's just so infuriating, which is why at times I've just walked off.
Yeah, you have done that a few times, actually.
Yeah.
Why do you surround yourself with idiots. Hopeless women?
I don't surround myself with hopeless
women. You
do. Women.
You're surrounded by them.
My flatmate is one and you're the other.
I could name a few more, actually.
You're gonna name hopeless women?
I'm not going to out any hopeless women.
All right, go on.
And I'm not hopeless. I resent you saying that.
You
I think that was outrageous that you said that.
For the record, you know you said it, but yeah. Have you got a sad story this
yes,
week?
Yes, I do.
Have you?
Yes, because I had two last week and I didn't read them both. Okay, so this is very sad, though, so you have to prepare yourself. How are your emotions? Are you feeling anything more
just
recently?
Letting them wash
since
over
doing
me.
The podcast?
Just
letting them wash over you like yeah. 50 Cent says?
Yeah.
Well, this might upset you.
It won't. You know it won't.
I think it might.
Right.
The world's cutest dog.
Why is this going to be upsetting? Oh, it died, didn't it?
Boo! Don't ruin it!
Oh, sorry.
Boo the Pomeranian, who had 17 million social media followers, dies of a broken heart, age 12, just 1 year after his best friend Buddy. I mean, to be fair, I think that's unrelated.
Yeah, I think that's like, broken heart a year after his best
It was
friend
probably
died.
Something else, actually. Probably old age, because he's 12. Probably quite old for a small dog.
And
probably
inbred.
Unrelated
Very
to...
Very inbred and old.
Yes. He died, and he died due to heart problems. Broken heart.
Oh.
He got ill shortly after his fellow canine friend Buddy died. He died a year ago. This is... Anyway.
Yeah, perfectly happy for the last 12 months and then just died.
With deepest sadness, I'm going to share that Boo passed away in his sleep early this morning and has left off to join his best friend Buddy.
God, imagine finding a dead dog. No, I'm just like, I've never had
no,
a dog,
I
so like, this must
about
be
that
horrible.
All the time with my cat.
Oh, it'd just be horrible, wouldn't it?
Finding a dead dog. finding a dead cat.
She's just covered in blood.
She's gone, just one dead dog on the floor. And then you'd question whether you actually had a cat all that time.
Yeah, I know. It was a dog. Turns out it was a dog.
you look at the name tag and
dog.
It says Bobby.
Good
Bobby
idea for a film,
this.
Bobby
was a dog this whole time. Nothing, Bobby. they said Boo showed signs of heart issues. We think his heart literally broke when Buddy left us. He hung on and gave us over a year. But it looked like it was his time, and I'm sure it was the most joyous moment for them when they saw each other in heaven. Oh dear, they're going to be disappointed.
What makes you think they'll be disappointed?
Nothing.
You think his dog best friend will have another best friend up there? Is that what?
That's what I'm worried about, that he'll have moved on.
Yeah.
However, the family, who refer to themselves as Boo's Humans. Oh God. I said again
you've
about
lost,
heaven.
You lost faith in this, like on the second
I've,
sentence. In
remembering a decade of adorable mischief, the family fondly shared of how over the years Boo met some super cool people, a lot of crazy talented people, but most of all, so many kind people.
Do you know what my issue with all these sad stories is? That you clearly haven't read them beforehand. You've read the headline, and then you read these incredibly boring details in it with like quotes that aren't necessary, and I'm supposed to just sit through it, going, "This isn't sad."
Guess who the dog met?
When?
I mean, in its life.
Right,
guess who it met?
Colonel Gaddafi.
No.
George W. Bush.
No.
Tom Cruise.
No.
Michael Jackson.
No.
Madonna.
No.
Lady Gaga.
No.
Prince William.
No.
The Queen.
Say?
Yeah, no. Go on, just say it.
Fashion designer Tory Burch.
I don't know who that is, Harriet. Who is that? Well, that's a very well-researched piece. You've got to give it to them. Can you name me? Can you tell me if this dog has met Tory Burch, the fashion designer? Yes. Good journalism.
During his... Oh, he wrote a book.
He didn't write a book.
He did. Have you ever written a book?
That dog hasn't written a book, Harry.
Yes, he's a published author. Boo, the life of the world's cutest dog.
It's pictures,
a bit arrogant
isn't it?
To write a book. Call it that, I think, personally. A bit arrogant.
Why don't you do a book called Harriet, the girl that's never had a shit? Arrogant.
No, because you don't want your name, shit, and shit in the same sentence.
This is the second episode in a row where you've talked about shit and you. Like, last week you're talking about eating shit, and this week you're talking about how you don't shit.
So guess what the dog's favourite pastime is?
Hockey?
Nope.
Cricket? All right, go on then, what?
Wearing shirts.
What a simple life.
How is that a pastime?
Just passing the time by wearing this shirt. Oh, God. Can you get Isla some clothes?
I would love that. I would love to.
Cats don't like being dressed
up. She doesn't even like a collar. That's why she can't go outside much, because she hates it.
Look how she's sitting.
Boo wasn't just a pretty face either. So rare was he that he didn't have to go through training like other pets, and even made masculine men melt with his charm.
Ooh.
Since starting, Boo's Facebook page have received so many notes over the years from people sharing stories of how Boo brightened their days and helped bring joy with his quirky tail wagging personality. Lots of photos of Boo.
How many fucking articles do you think there are about people's dogs who've died just because they've got an Instagram account?
I don't know.
Wow. They've lost their massive source of income now, haven't they?
That nearly made me cry. No, it didn't. That story. Did it? Yeah, I did. Well, because I was laughing so much.
Oh, right. Well, crying through laughter this week. That's
crying
nice.
Through laughter. Well, I think we've reached the end. I don't know how we can top that.
Do you think there's a heaven?
Let's answer that next week. Okay. Next time on Why Is Harriet Crying?
I've lost my phone, so I can't tell you if I've got anything.
Uh-oh, don't go see Sunil.
Oh, no, I'm at Leicester next weekend.
What day?
Leicester Festival on Saturday the 16th Where? Of February at Manhattan 34 at 9, at 5 p.m.
Great. Wish I could see it, but I'm not there. Well, I've already been to Leicester.
Oh, yeah.
I did my first date of my tour show.
Very good.
Woohoo! And it was sold out.
100% sold out.
Guess how many seats?
Don't say it.
45.
That's pretty good.
Smallest venue in Leicester. Sold out though still, so whatever.
Which venue were you in Leicester?
The Globe.
Nice.
But yeah, that was very exciting.
That's good.
Yours is, you're doing a work in progress, are you?
Yeah, and then I'm doing the 22nd of February at the Vaults Festival in London.
Oh, we went there on Saturday, didn't we, the Vaults?
Oh, yeah, it was very busy.
It was very busy. We accidentally got in a queue for Silent Disco.
Yeah.
You joined behind us in the queue. You saw us, but you didn't say hi. You just waited on your own.
No, there's a bit. You can't get to you. There's a big fence.
No, well, it was difficult because I'd accidentally bought a gallon size thing of bubble mix.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it was very difficult because they thought.
Don't question that, Elliot.
I had to get it checked. I had to prove that it was bubble mix and not alcohol.
Yeah, of course. Do you think how do they test that it's bubble mix?
It spilt all out the outside, so it was all sticky, and you could
really clean.
You could really tell. Yeah,
it's just washing up liquid with a bit of water, isn't
basic.
It?
Oh, that's a good point. I should have just bought washing up liquid.
Yeah. Did you buy bubble mix? You bought bubble mix off Amazon.
I spent £8, but I meant to get a tiny one and pick it up on the way there. But I accidentally ordered this gallon size that I then had to bring to Leicester with me. So yeah, great. So you're in Leicester, you're at the Vaults. Yes, I'm on tour.
Oh yeah, of course, yeah.
Please come see me on tour. I've got quite a few dates in March. I'm in Milton Keynes on the 3rd of March. I'm in Brighton Comedia the 12th of March. I'm in
Harriet.
Glasgow, 23rd of March.
Just tell them what you just.
Bristol, 24th of March.
Harriet, come on.
Soho Theatre, 26th to 30th of March. But yeah, all that information's on the website. So just have a look there. But please do come. Elliot, you got anything coming up?
I'm starting to learn how to ride a bike.
Oh really? My goodness.
Who's teaching you?
Well, that's the thing. If you know anyone, or if you know how to teach an adult.
Elliot, there's literally a bike right there.
Yeah, it's what reminded me.
Do you want to learn on that?
Because all the storage space.
Have you never ridden a bike?
No. Don't trust it. I'll probably quit.
Oh my goodness. Elliot, we need to take him to a park.
Yeah, I taught my flatmate how to ride a bike.
Taught my friend how to ride a bike.
When?
In America, like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Yeah.
There you go.
Well, then I don't need Elliot. You any for anything then, listen.
Oh. Give him a free bike there.
Did you ever get anything that you needed from the last few times?
Nope.
Not looking for anything else?
Nobody's sending anything.
I mean, just anything you have, I suppose I'll take
anything.
It.
Anything. Elliot just wants anything. If anyone's got anything, if you could give it to Elliot, that would be great.
I'll throw anything out. Earlier.
Yeah.
I'll have it in a minute. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Well, I'm going to advertise something for you. You have a very good podcast. It's doing very well at the moment.
Yeah, if you want to listen to Sean and Elliot read the Bible, we're doing very well in Hong Kong and Portugal.
What?
So oh, good.
Yeah, have a go on that.
Have a go on that.
Have a go on that.
It's fun. It's a good podcast.
Okay, great. Well, I think we're done here. Please continue. There's been loads of reviews, actually, recently.
Have there?
Did you know? Thank you so much, everyone that's reviewing. If you do want to tell people about the podcast or tweet about it, it really helps. Because, I mean, otherwise, why else are we doing this?
Well, we're very sorry that we're not doing it that regularly.
We are. We're doing it every 2 weeks at the moment.
You're going on holiday in 2 weeks.
Yeah, but we'll find a time to do it so it still goes out. Get up and go. Goodbye.
Bye.